Buenas noches. It's such a blessing to be here. My wife, Chuy, who many of the ladies were able to meet today, and I have been blessed ever since we arrived at this place. Thank you for your hospitality, your love in the Lord Jesus, and we're especially thankful for Brother Mike and Diana and them opening their home to us to stay, and it's just a big, big blessing. Thank you, Pastor Zach, also for allowing us to be here and presenting the work of God at MITC in Cordoba, Veracruz, Mexico. Our relationship, as Brother Mike has said, through God's providence, and it's through people. That is how God has worked through the centuries. It is through individuals that He is calling into His service, and He is moving and taking and placing, and that is why I'm here, because going at it from this side of things, Brother Mike has a relationship with Pastor Kevin Landis. Pastor Kevin Landis has a relationship with us through some other pastor friends. And here we are. So thank you. And we praise God for this opportunity. MITC, as the initials say, is for the Mexican Indian Training Center. And we're located in Mexico. It's southern Mexico. If you're familiar with geography, and I'm sorry I don't have a map with me, but it's in southern Mexico where Mexico City is. We're about 3.5 hours east of Mexico City, or 1 hour west of the port of Veracruz, where our visitors fly into. So as you make your reservations, you want to book your flight from Houston to Veracruz. So we are an hour inland from Veracruz, and that's where we have our mission center, our campus. God has blessed us with almost 70 years of ministry. We will have our 70th birthday, thanks to God, the same year you will, here at the church, I believe. Is that right, Brother Mike? So next year, it'll be 70 years of God's grace supporting the work in Mexico. Our purpose is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Mexico, primarily southeastern Mexico. Those are the regions where the Lord has opened the doors for our ministry, and where we have been working through these years. The primary means of doing this has been through Bible schools. We have a Bible school for training up young men and women to serve in the ministry. And so I have a little video where you can see this. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, so a video has got to be worth about 10,000, right? I'm going to show a little video, and then I'll come back up and explain a little more of the ministry. But once again, it has to do with individuals who by God's grace are called to serve the Lord. And a verse that has become a theme verse, maybe not the missions theme verse, but certainly all of us who serve there, and many of our kids love this verse, and they sing this verse. We have a song in Spanish of this verse, and if Brother Ez was here, he could sing it for us beautifully. But it's the verse that you know from Isaiah chapter 6. It's a very famous verse of a great encounter of the Lord with a man, with the prophet Isaiah. It says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. So that is what is in our hearts as we are training young men and women and even older brethren who recognize that God has called them to service. And they want to prepare. They've encountered the Lord. They've come to know him. And they want to share their faith in the Lord, and they want to share the message that God has given them with others. So that's what MITC is about. And if you could please play the first video, and I will come back and talk about it. MITC exists to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in the southern part of Mexico. And the means that God has given us to do that are the Bible schools, medical groups, mission teams, youth camps, evangelistic crusades, Bible conferences, and many other activities during the year with our students and staff and visitors. In the Bible schools, our students train to serve as pastors, church workers, missionaries, evangelists, children workers, youth ministers, and Bible teachers. We presently have four types of Bible study programs. We have the full-time, living on campus program, where the younger students come and receive housing, teaching, training, the full package. We also have the Saturday seminary, which is geared mainly to people who are married and with other ministry or financial responsibilities and are unable to come full time. We have also just begun our post-grad program, the Theological Seminary, that offers a 3-year degree in theological studies as a continuation of the Bible school study programs. And it is to provide our alumni with more biblical and theological knowledge and tools for local church ministry. We also have local Bible schools. These schools are remote and located in different regions and are led by 2 or 3 of our alumni. And through them, we offer the first 2 years of our Saturday seminary program. We are also blessed to have Christian Music School. They are training to be worship leaders, musicians, and choir directors, all with the purpose of serving the Lord in the churches. We seek to make all our programs Christ-centered, scripturally based, and for the honor of the Lord. All the ministries of MITC are by grace and for grace. There is no tuition or financial charge to any of our students, including those who live on campus and receive room and board in addition to their biblical studies. They are able to do so thanks to God's grace and provision through his individuals and churches. For this, we praise the Lord and are grateful for your generosity and support. May God continue to receive glory. Thank you very much, and God bless you. So what he said, that's what we do. This is all possible only because of God's grace. I will be sharing more about this in the morning, but God raised up missionaries from Shreveport, Louisiana. And you may be thinking, somebody mentioned Shreveport today. Yeah, we were talking about Shreveport today. What good can come from Shreveport, Louisiana? What good can come from anywhere? Well, God, he can take anybody from anywhere and use him as an instrument for his glory and the advancement of his kingdom. We really believe that. And we acknowledge God's calling. That is the basis for us to accept students to come be a part of our Bible schools. They each one confess not only to know the Lord personally and to have come to conversion and repentance of their sins, but also they confess a calling to serve the Lord with their life. And this is so exciting for us, especially for the younger students, like you were seeing in the video, those who live on campus. Many of these will go on for the rest of their lives to serve their Lord. So as they come, we teach them classes like theology. We study the Bible book by book. Other ministry helpful classes for the preachers, hermeneutics, homiletics, pastoral practice, spiritual stewardship. Also, we have classes on Christian education, on how to work with the different age groups in the church, Sunday schools, and how to develop teaching materials for the children. So it is a three-year opportunity to pour into the lives of these younger students that many of you that have visited us have gotten to know the students, and also know the staff that God has blessed us with in Cordoba, this staff that are in fact discipling, as we are hearing, that is their function, as they teach their classes, and as the students live on campus, they also learn Christian disciplines. There are study times, there are schedules, there are work responsibilities, there are chores. As you heard in the video, the ministry is by grace and for grace. Many of our students come from areas of Mexico where they have only subsistence economies. They grow what they need to live by, and we have a special vision to help, and have been helping for many years, the people groups in the more remote areas of Mexico. Mexico is a very culturally diverse country. There are over 130 different people groups with different languages and different cultures, as we were hearing a little about tonight. And the Lord has blessed us to work with many of those different people groups in the southern part of Mexico. Presently, we have a continuous ministry among the Chinanteco people group, among the Mije, among the Cuicateco, among the Nahuatl, and among the Tlapaneco Indian groups. And we have students, and we have graduates, and our staff are continuously ministering in each of these regions. So the students, especially, that will come from these areas would be unable to afford any kind of a seminary or Bible school cost. But God has blessed us through the years to be able to provide the home and the food and for some other needs of our students and for a living for all of our faculty and staff at the campus. Because of God's grace and provision through individuals and through individual churches that God moves to partner with us and participate with us in serving the Lord in Mexico. We have been very blessed by members of this church to come down and work with us on projects on campus. Because of all I've just said, these projects are so important. The facilities, of course, they're material buildings, but they're instruments where God's work happens. You saw in the video the campus. It is a blessed and beautiful campus that God has given us, and every building there Every brick you saw was put there by someone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for each one of you who have come down and have participated with us alongside of Brother Mike and Pastor Zach. It has been a blessing to have your church family there. And we as we look to the future, we hope that you will, more of you will come and visit with us and serve with us. And as you come, as God prompts you in your heart to come and participate and come to serve and give of your time and of your means to serve the Lord, inevitably, the Lord will also bless you as you serve. We have never seen ourselves being in God's service where the Lord has not blessed us with grace and peace and joy and encouragement in His Word. So, yes, the invitation is open for each one of you as the Lord would lead, and it would be a great joy for us to have you in our area of ministry and in our home. The Lord has given other means additional to the core ministry of MITC, which are the Bible schools, the full-time for the younger, the Saturday seminary, which is a four-year program for adults and for married students, and some students that the Lord is already using to start works, but they didn't have an opportunity to train. So we have them come every Saturday for 4 years, and they receive the program to help them in their Bible studies and in their Bible ministry. Then we mentioned also that post-grad program, which was a desire that the Lord put in our hearts to how to help our graduates. There are over 500 MITC graduates in Mexico. Most of them are still serving in the ministry. We know the value of continuing to learn and to study. And the Lord allowed us, especially through the time of COVID, which in Mexico, everything shut down. And we were forced pretty much to do much of our program online for our regular students. Well, in God's providence, we were able to develop the tools necessary to do a complete online program for our graduates, our post-grad program. And we're very thankful to the Lord for having over 100 students that are now going through the three-year post-grad program and continuing to study and to learn. And these are brethren who have been serving faithfully, some of them for 30 years. And now there's an opportunity because of God's provision and God's grace. So I'm sharing these things with you. These are blessings from the Lord. Our boast is in the Lord, in God's grace. We are where we're at, not because of a grand plan that we elaborated. It has been as God has kindly and very graciously has led us each step of the way and into doing each thing that the Lord is now allowing us to do, as He's provided the means and He's shown us the opportunity and the needs, we have continued on. That led us 12 years ago to start our Christian music school. The Lord has given us some amazingly talented brethren on staff that are Bible teachers, but they're also proficient musicians and singers and know music. And we were wondering what the Lord would have us do with this. And the Lord brought the opportunity to start the Christian Music School, and it's for the purpose of training up people to be worship leaders, musicians. In the music school, it's a 3-year program. They learn to read and to write music and to play at least one instrument proficiently. And it's been such a blessing for the churches in the region. So all of our ministries are seeking to strengthen the churches and also train up the individuals so that they will not only share the gospel, but in God's plan and purpose, will also be starting new churches, as we have seen. So through the years, the Lord has seen us, has allowed us to see churches started throughout southern Mexico, through our alumni, through our staff, and we have seen almost 200 churches started in southern Mexico through the ministry of these brethren. So we would love for you to come and be a part of it. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share it here with you tonight. And we trust that the Lord will continue to guide us and that Christ will be glorified in all that we do, and that his word, his gospel, will advance throughout the regions where God has allowed us to work. And thank you for your prayers. I have another video I would like to show you. It's a review of what I've just said, and afterwards, if anyone has any questions, I will be glad to answer them once we have finished the meeting. So thank you so much. God bless you.